I think the key aspect is that our senses provide a direct pathway to our brain. We don't have to, say, read words on a page and then interpret those. When we smell an aroma or hear a sound, it really goes directly to our brain. Our brain may then think about that and interpret in some way, but that's after it's already been processed by our brain. And often those sensory inputs can evoke memories. There was a great experiment a while ago, not the most formal one, but a professor, John Medina, he was teaching two very similar classes and the same subject, different times, and in one classroom he sprayed a little bit of Brute aftershave or cologne before every class, and then in the other class he didn't do that. At the end of the semester, when he gave the test, he again gave a little shot of Brute cologne into the air before the test takers arrived, and what he found was that the group that had been exposed to the scent during the course of the semester scored better on the test. And that was not the most scientific experiment, but there are plenty of experiments showing that our recall is aided by scent and by our other senses. So I think that's one key thing. The something that may come up at times too as well, okay, I'm just sending out a print piece or doing a web ad, how on earth do I engage senses in those cases? And obviously there are certain things you can do even in, say, a direct mail piece that would engage the sense of touch or the sense of smell, but it might seem sometimes a little bit over the top or just be very expensive to do. But there's also research that shows our brains react to sensory words in a different way. So, for example, I'm having a hard day and I'm having a rough day would be pretty much this exact same meaning to an English speaker. They wouldn't really distinguish one from the other, but if you put that listener in an fMRI machine that shows their brain activity, the rough word will actually light up the sensory parts of the brain associated with texture, whereas a hard won't. So by incorporating some of these sensory words in your marketing, you can actually give it a little bit greater impact.